around the listening area. I'm Mary Cummings Jordan with WHYY News. Philadelphia employers are nervous about potential sizable cuts to SEPTA service, that the region's roadways won't be able to handle the influx of car commuters. SEPTA faces a budget deficit of $213 million and is looking for more support from the state government. Shelley Cameron is CEO of the Chamber of Commerce for Greater Philadelphia and says SEPTA service cuts would be devastating.
Imagine how clogged up the road would be and the impact on their ability to get to and from work if we didn't have SEPTA.
The Delaware Valley Regional Planning Commission estimates another 275,000 cars would be on the roads if the proposed cuts were to happen. Philadelphia City Council and the city's fire department are teaming up to increase home safety. WHYY's Tom McDonald has details.
Council President Kenyatta Johnson said throughout the month, members of the fire department will visit homes that need smoke detectors.
One thing that really hurts my heart is when we see a fire taking place. There's a loss of life, there's a loss of personal belongings, and when you get to the root cause of how that fire actually happened or how it could have been prevented or how lives could have been saved, you will find out the individuals didn't have working smoke alarms.
Council member Curtis Jones said the program could save lives.
We have some of the oldest infrastructure in row homes that become tinderboxes if we're not careful. So as we look at what this program will do, it'll slowly prevent some of the fatalities that every district has.
If you need a smoke alarm, just call 311, the city's non-emergency number. A firefighter will deliver and install one in your home. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
Checking sports, Phillies begin a three-game homestand against the Nationals. Tonight, first pitch, 6:45. Zach Wheeler takes the mound for the Phils. The Nationals will send Mackenzie Gore. At 11:06, you are listening to 90.9 FM WHYY.